The gap is substantial. However, the solution to that is transnational pipelines coming in from countries that are not necessarily on the United States as well as global, what I would call consider G8 countries, friendly list, mainly Myanmar and Iran. So the U.S. position is to discourage it, but at the end of the day, the Indian entrepreneurs as well as the industrial infrastructure basically says whoever delivers gas at our borders, we're willing to pay market price for it and consume it.